Yerushalmi Brachos, Taf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara continues this discussion. Nogea to Bracha Rishon and the Bracha Achrona. And the Gemara, we're in, towards the quarter way down on Ayin Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara discusses the connection or the dimyon between Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon. Bracha, I should say, rather on food, and the bracha that you make on Torah, both lefanah and akareha. So the Gemara says, "Kasa b'Torah bracha lefanah." Torah says, when a person goes ahead, and you're making a bracha, you're going to learn Torah, you're going to read the Torah. So there's a bracha we know that you make before. But v'ain kasa b'Torah bracha lefanah. But there's no place in the Torah we seek about a bracha to make afterwards. There's no bracha that we know it to make a bracha before and afterwards. But the bracha before, the Gemara is going to show us the makar, but there is no makar for the bracha afterwards. What about mazon? Where do we see this from? So the Gemara says, good before maksev lefanah, k'shem Hashem ekra havu godol lekenu. But David HaMelech says that we call out, the Patsik, we call out that the Devar Hashem, k'ra Hashem lekenu, calls out the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mention the name of Hashem. So the Pnei Moshe learns that what does the Pasuk tell us that the Shem Hashem? So it tells us because it says that the Pasuk tells us in how we refer to Shem Hashem Ekra, Bibracha, that Atem Havu Goydel, it says Havu Goydel, Amen. We go and mention the Bracha, we're going to talk about the words of Hashem. So we say Hashem Hashem Ekra, Hainu Torah. So the Charedim says, "Kala Torah Shemoso Shalakadosh Baruch Hu." But Tchilas Akriya Havu Gadol Lekenu. So when you read the whole Torah, is the name of Hashem. So he quotes from the Avudrum. When you read the Shem Hashem, you make a bracha before that. So therefore, this would be the same idea that we make a bracha. That we see the makor for making a bracha before you learn Torah. So the Gemara says, that's as far as Birchas HaTorah lefanah. What about Birchas HaMazon? Except for Mazon, Birchas HaTorah lefanah. By Mazon, by food, when you eat something, so there's a bracha you require afterwards. We know that. And so there's no bracha, there's a source for a bracha Rishona. Where's the bracha after? We already had the Gemara, Maksiv Baz. What do we see afterwards? Chatva Savar Brakta. The Torah says you eat, and you survey, and then you make a bracha. So that is the bracha that we make at the end of the bench, which we already established after the Suda. So by Mazon, there's a bracha that we make afterwards, but not before. And by Torah, there's a bracha that we make before based upon a pasuk, but there's no bracha that we make afterwards. So the Gemara wants to know, so where do we get that we have a bracha lefun of al-akareh, both in Mazon and Torah? So the Gemara says, Manaliten is el mazer. But where do we know them? So where do we know this one from the other? Where do we know that that you have to make a bracha, a rishona by food, and that there's a bracha krona by Torah? So the Gemara says, "Av Shmuel ben Achem de ben Yosa." Now the Gemara is going to try to give us different makairos, different shitas tanoim, as the connection that we see between the two sugyas. Where we see psukim that lekarit is a connection between both of the sugyas, the sugya of Birchas HaMazon and the sugya of Birchas HaTorah. And we'll connect the two. What's interesting is that the Gemara already established that there's a bracha lefneitze, the bracha in front of Birchas HaTorah, in front of Torah, we quoted a pasuk, Havu Gadol Lekenu, so therefore it's a din Torah. It's a Birchas HaTorah lefaneh is a deraisa dika level, it's a mitzvah deraisa. Birchas Rishona, Birchas HaMazon, bracha that you make before eating, it's a Rabbanan. Only Birchas HaMazon afterwards is a Daraisa. So how are we connecting the two sugyas between the Daraisa and the Rabbanan is something that's it's really worth going into. And of course we have a sugya richta as far as what the halakas of Birchas HaTorah is. Is it Daraisa, the Rabbanan? Mo Rishonama, that's Daraisa, Birchas HaTorah is a Daraisa. According to the Rambam and other Rishonim, it's a Rabbanan. And how do we miyashiv these Gemaras? What does the Rambam do with the Pasuk of Gadol Elokeinu? Is something that requires the Mefarshim spend a lot of time trying to explain the Shita of the Rambam. And those who say it's Rabbanan, based upon the pasuk of Godel Akenin that we just quoted. So Gemara says Shimon Akenin Amar Ben Nosan. One explanation is Gemara says Asin Shame Mashem Gzera Shava. We learn out the word shame and shum from Gzera Shava. Ma shame shama b'tayra brachal lefanav. Just like by Torah, it says before Havagodol Lekenu. It mentions the shame Hashem, kishem mekem uv godol Lekenu. So the shame Hashem is there. Therefore, that's a pasuk before require the bracha before learning. So too Hashem nemer b'chas a mazon brachal lefanav. So too by mazon, it's a bracha that should be said as well. That you apply the same thing. You make a bracha before. And what about the bracha akhud? Ma Hashem shama mazon bracha akhareh. So therefore, Hashem Shem, but Patar Acharel. So we're Gzera Shav from Shem to Shem to tell us that we have a limud both before and afterwards. Whether you learn out how the limud is aim of the Cyrus, that we learn out bracha, that we mention the bracha. The way that Hashem, the Rashmi Shiloh explains, it's Gama Askar la bracha, me Askar la bracha. Mention the Shem Hashem in one place to the other place. So Memela, therefore, both of them are a requirement to teach us that we need to have a source for both, and we learn both of them, and that each one has an equal, whether it's Dereisa or Derabanan, but both of them have a makar to tell you, based upon the Gzera Shava, that there's a din of a requirement of bracha lefaneh nacharehu, and we connect the two topics of the two sigyas of bracha, of Birkas HaTorah mentioned, and Birkas HaMazon, based upon the Gzera Shava. That's one explanation in the Gemara. Gemara says, we have another opinion. Akhid Rabbi Kiva. Gemara said, then we have an opinion of Rabbi Kiva. But what does he say? Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Gemara says, which is a different than we established now, which we're going to establish now, what the difference of the Shittas of Tanayim are. The Gemara says, according to the Shittah was saying of Ishmael, you're the same of Ishmael. Kavachim, we have a Kavachim there. What's the Kavachim there? Ma im mazon shein ton bracha lefon of ton bracha akarav. Mazon that does not require me bracha me deraisa before, yet requires the deraisa afterwards. Surely it should have a din, a bracha, akaret. Surely the kari should make a bracha, a kavachoma, it should make a bracha afterwards. So Meila, this would be the source where we would see requirement, not like we just finished saying, based upon shame and the shamak zereshava, but rather the opinion is different, is because there's a connection where the Torah tells us. We have a svar of a kavachomer. The kavachomer that we require the chiyah brachos on both, on before and afterwards. So the Gemara says, Yitzhak ben Nasan, this halacha that we just finished saying, that the shita of Rabbeinu Yishmael, Yitzhak alma, this givarech a zevach, another source for it. The pasuk says that you go ahead, you bring the zevach, and then after the kokorim, then you go ahead, and then you'll be able to go ahead and eat the story by in Shmuel Aleph, when Shaul HaMelech, before he becomes a Melech, he goes to meet Shmuel HaNavi for the first time, where Shmuel is going to tell him the Nevuah of Hashem that he's going to be Melech. He comes there to a town to find, looking for the donkeys that were lost from his father, and they tell him, he meets a bunch of young women, and they tell him that we're going to bring a carbon, we're waiting for the Navi to come and make a bracha on it, so that therefore we can go ahead without to eat the carbon. So therefore, you see that L'chaira, the pasuk is telling us that we have to have a bracha. First, you varech hazevach, and then it goes yochlakav. First, you have to make a bracha, and then you can eat it. So, maybe the same thing over here would be the source that you can go ahead and make a bracha before you can eat it. Before you're able to eat it, you have to make the halacha would be a requirement that the bracha, same thing before, to be able to be nana, you have to make a bracha before. So, here we have the pasuk that's talking over there, even though it's not the same thing. There it's talking about eating a carbon. Mashenkin over here was talking about just eating stam. But this shita, this tana, learns the be'etzim, it's the same halacha, that you a bracha before eating a mitzvah, before eating a carbon, or before eating stam at regular suda, would require the same din, the same source of a bracha. So that's what Nasa is another svar, different from Yitzhak. He said, V'atam Hashem l'keichem v'rechaz lakmecha v'esmemecha. Yisrov Hashem, you should go ahead and give a bracha, a mustard kar lakmecha. When is it? When is it called your bread? Before you ate it. So maybe you didn't eat it yet. So therefore, once you ate it, it's no longer bread and mayim. It's no longer here. So when is it bread and mayim? Before you ate it. So you see that the Torah says you have to make a bracha before you can go ahead and you can eat it. So the Gemara says another shita where we see the source. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yom, and a fourth shita, Just like a person goes ahead and eats, and he's satisfied, he has to make a bracha, right? Which is as far as bracha korban b'chas hamazon v'chalta v'savato v'rakto. Only after sviya to make a bracha. However, b'shashu tov lecho l'kol shechein. Look how we have a kavachom as well. If when you're hungry, you really want to eat, surely you should make a bracha. In other words, if you make a bracha after you've finished eating already, so then that, and that is a requirement after you've already finished, so you, there's no more, not much of a taiva because you're full, yet the Torah says you have to make a bracha. So too, you have to make a bracha on something when you're hungry, when you didn't eat yet. So surely you should make a bracha rishona. That would be the kavachoma that the Gemara makes. So the shaila, interesting, is where you come to the connection of where this halakha would be of Torah and like just we had the other day's Gemara, where the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from Bechas HaMazon, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from originally first from Mikvah, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from Sukkah, and the Gemara said from Tumas Meis, from the Egudas Ezo, once you can't bring one has nothing to do with the other, Yerushalmi Bleib Shver, you can't compare the two. So why over here are we comparing Mazon and Torah? The Chodah is a major difference. So there's an incredible Rosh Tzuriloi who says, that says as follows, Leo Leino will explain, the sheet is as follows. The Torah yesh butzad kula v'chumra. The Mazon yesh butzad kula v'chumra. By Torah has a tukula v'chumra and Mazon has a tukula v'chumra. The Torah ain't haniya b'shash ha'osik ba. Torah, when you're being oisik, b'shash ha'osik in Torah, there's no anah. When is there anah? Akasha ayin, umavin, toyim, matam, hasikli. Then, after you understand the Torah, you learned it, and now you finished it, now you understood it, you see the beauty of Torah, and then seikli, you understand it, now you have anah. Mazon just ipkul, just that is the opposite. B'shasha royav mark. When you see the food in front of you, b'sana you're hungry, you're taiva. That's when you get pleasure. But afterwards, after you swallowed it already, and you told me it's no more here. This taste is no longer here. There's no more tam. And instead, you look as you have to make a bracha. So if you see that there's a kula, the connection of mazon and taira is completely the opposite. Has both an etzad kula and etzad humra. Is the sfer to make a bracha on both. Memela, therefore we see that Tam LeBracha Avracha, even though there's no more Hanoah, still the Lord says make a bracha, culture, you should make a bracha on Torah with Hanoah afterwards. You should make a bracha Achreina. So you see that there's a Kavachoymer, it's where the Rashi Mislo explains on both Stadim, it's an explanation, it's a connection, the Chumra Lekula, of to what Mazon and Torah is to learn out one from the other. And there's a beautiful understanding of what the Gemara's connection is between two sugyas, based upon the Rashi Mislo's explanation of the Kalvachoyim that the Gemara brings down between Mazon and Torah. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, so therefore the Gemara now is a shayla based on all this. Mazon wants to know, what do we do with the Pasik? Atkadon Kama. Gemara says, when we talk about Mazon, we explain the bracha. You have to make a bracha when you eat food. Torah ma. What about bracha? What about a Torah? What about the bracha on Torah? Now again, what's the source? Now the shayla is again, what do you mean what the source is? We're not talking about the bracha rishona of Torah, because we already said earlier that that's the Hashem Hashem Ekra. There's a source in the Pasuk that tells us that. So therefore, must be only, the Gemara is only asking on the bracha achrona. Where do we get the bracha achrona by Torah? That the Gemara wants to know. Lomaisa, and here, Lechari, we have a difference of opinion in the Gemara explains. The Gemara explains the Torah, what's the source of it? The Gemara says, Torah bracha mazon, which is only provides only temporary. Now that you can live to today, it's only geftar and shot. There's no chayolam haba. Yet the Torah says you make a bracha before and afterwards. Torah which is nitzchias, so surely you should be able to have to make a bracha before and afterwards. So Meir Gemara says you see that this based on the svara that it's a kavachomer that you would quite make a bracha. Now the shayla is this kavachomer needed only for the bracha? Karina, Lechari doesn't need for bracha Karina. Rishon, as we said, you have the pasuk of Shem Hashem of God Eloheinu. Now Lemaisa, again, that's if you hold that it's a din d'oraisa. If you hold that it's d'oraisa, so then clearly, the Gemara's question is not for that, because the d'oraisa you have a pasuk. Ella, might you tell me it's really d'rabbanan? Because there is d'rabbanan, so the Gemara is going to say d'rabbanan. And what's the connection to the d'rabbanan dikah level? Because in the d'rabbanan, you have Bechas Rishona by Sud as a Drabbanan. So then we want to say, we want to learn out one to the other. But if you say it's a Daraisa, and we already have the Pasuk before, then the very Kalvachom is hard to understand as to what the Gemara is asking for. Is it for both? Is it only for one? Is it only for the Bracha Rishona, Bracha Achreina? So the Pnei Moshe seems to learn very clearly that since we had before the Pasig, we have now learned Kal Vachomer. So the Gemara must be Madim Kal Vachomer and Tzorach Kol HaRemez of Brachot HaMinayin. If Akati Yafinim Mei Kal Vachomer Mimazon, Maya Mazon Jenu L'Chai Shad Yafinim Mei Kal Vachomer LeBrach of Nacharei. So therefore, we're learning it both Lefonei Nacharei. He wants to learn Pnei Moshe that the Gemara is cautious on both, even though we already had the Pasig of we said Havla Nevare. But Be'etzem, the Gemara is still asking on both, one under the source of both. And that's why the Gemara compares the two of them and says a svar of a Kal Vachomer. If you have the Pasig before and you're only asking on Akareo, then it makes sense the Kal Vachomer, the Gemara is never asking on the before, because Lamaisa, and that we have a Pasig. So it's a little more simpler to unlearn the Gemara, is Gemara is only asking on the Bracha Achrona of Bechas HaTorah, rather than saying Bracha Rishona when there's a Pasig there, unless you learn different, they learn it's a Darabbanan Dikadin, it's not a Darais Dikadin like the Rambam. We'll explain a little bit more the back and forth that the Gemara has in this Shaka of Tari Yerushalmi. The Gemara continues. Was everybody, Gemara Shaila, Elon Shlosh Kurios. You have on Monday and Thursday, and on Shabbos, where we eat three aliyahs. What's the halacha? Do you look at them? Do you look at them as shoshak lukakas? Do you look at them as three people wait together, as one? It's one din? Or shoshak lukakas? We're like three separate people. Now, just if you have benching zimun, each one benches himself and the mazamin together, or is it, or we say, there it's all like one din zimun, one benches for all of them. So it's not, you don't divide it up. Now, the Gemara is only asking over here to get it to three, but as the Pnei Moshe said, the question, this is really Nogea to Shabbos, and we have seven Kriyam or a Yom Tov or any other day. The Gemara is only bringing it down over here, Shlosha, because it's the connection to we're talking about Torah L'mazon, and we have the Brach of Zimun by three, but in a Hanami, it would apply to all of them as well. It's only following that connection with Gemara just said, and the Chayim says, Mefurish, well, did a Matzah the boy Shabbos. You could ask Shabbos as well, and Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur, etc. Only the Gemara is saying, since we had just connected Torah and Mazon, Mamela, therefore, the Gemara's Kasha, what about the three? Is the three considered as one Aliyah? One Kriya, or is it considered three separate? So the Gemara says, let's see the Kari from the Mishnah. The Kari can be pushed aside into Avinu Shachar HaKalos. If you tell me, look at it, is that they're three, like one, then we can understand Rishon, Mavarak, Bracha, Rishona. It makes sense, the first one makes the first Bracha. And Akron, the third Aliyah, makes the last Bracha. If you haven't said Mavarak Alika, which middle one should make a Bracha at all? Because it's all one Bracha. And Mela, the one who's getting the second Aliyah, he should not be making a Bracha at all. He should not be making a Bracha at all. So Gemara says, if that's the way we understand it, then that enochanami, that would be good. That would make sense. But if you tell me Shoshana would consider each one by himself, if you have Sari Rechabach, then even the middle one should make a bracha because each one's separate. Each one has to make their own bracha. Just like three people who are eating separately. Halacha, because you can't join a Zimun, they have to be together. So these three people together, each one has to make, each one getting aliyah. But it's three separate aliyahs, each one has to make their own bracha. We don't consider them as one. So so the same, the question, what we have at Bechas HaMazon, by there, we understand what the separation is, why by Zimun, it's a requirement to be together. We want to know, Bechas HaTorah, is it one Kriya? Like the Rashi Slor explains, Chula Kai, the Kriya he? Just like Bechas HaZimun, and maybe you can't, it's all one, you should make one bracha before one after. Or do we say, no, each one separately? And if each one separately, then each one should be able to make the bracha by itself. So the Gemara, I think Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara answers, I'm Rav Shmuel by Devdi Yume, Lo, Limud, Lomdu, Bechas Torah, Bechas Mizon, Ela Barabim. The whole reason for the Torah, the whole connection of Bechas Torah is only negated to the Rabim. It's only to negate to the bracha of Rabim. In other words, Gemara says, we only make the only takana of laning, of reading the Torah, is only when it's a rabbin. If you're by yourself, you don't make a bracha. You don't read the Torah if you're by yourself. There's no Bechas HaTorah when you're by yourself. So the Mela, therefore, l'chayra, if it's barabim, it should be the same din as Zimun. And the Mela, therefore, it's Koveya the Itim, and therefore, it would not be, it's not a dinyaka, so it should be that one bracha should go for each one, should have the middle one, should make no bracha, because it's one din Kriya. Because if it would be individuals, then every individual person should make their own Kriya. So you have Zion Kriyam, all of them should do their own. Everyone should be considered their own. And if one person's not letting by himself, he should be able to make the bracha, even without a rabbin. So since the Torah only requires by a rabbin, just like a Zimun has to have three, the Chayyot is a din of three. Frank the Gemara, if that's your lumnis, if that's your answer, so I have a kashim l'rabim, if it's based upon only a rabim, have you been a matzul yivare? Then why is there a din of bechas Torah in the morning? We have a person says bechas Torah in the morning, even if you're by learning by, you're by yourself, you don't say there's no bechas Torah by rabim, if it's by yourself. So then halacha is, then why does every person make a bracha? It should be only by rabim. I feel by no ben atzmo. We should make salah. It should be no difference. So therefore, what's the svar? So again, if you, so we understand the connection to berachas haTorah, to berachas haZimun, if it's a rabim, but it doesn't explain why you'd make a bracha by yochid. It should be, you should be able to make the bracha by yourself. So the Gemara says, the whole reason why we make a Birkas HaTorah is because Chazal will kaveya Birkas HaMitzvah to all other mitzvahs, just like every mitzvah. Torah made a Chazal will kaveya bracha before requires a bracha, so too Birkas HaTorah, Lima Torah also requires a mitzvah. Just like you have a mitzvah, all brachas, all mitzvahs by mitzvahs, like this Rosh Shalor says, Netilas Lulav, Tzitzit, Tefillin, all that require bracha before. And Limanat Torah is also a mitzvah. So therefore, where B'Shema Atlas Lukas Abenat Torah are mitzvahs, Torah is considered one of the mitzvahs. Hashem gave us that mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So therefore, it should also require a bracha. And that's why even a yachid requires makes a bracha. So you can't ask me a kasha. David's Doimet to Bechas Zimun. It should only be Barabim. And the person by himself should not be able to not make a Bechas Torah. But that's but there's a special reason we made it here, yeah, because it's a special din chachamim. By any dvar mitzvah, we make a bracha before, and that's why over here you make a bracha, even though by you don't make a zimun b'yachid, but by berachas haTorah you do make the bracha b'yachid. That is what the Gemara is maskana is, and that's what our minig is, that we have one din. Every person makes a bracha by itself. We it used to be in the time of Shulchan Aruch that one person, each person got up to get an aliyah, laned his own aliyah. Mainly he would make a bracha before and afterwards, that would be fine. Today, one person lanes for all of them, so be'ikar adir, it should be one bracha before and one afterwards. But however, we're minig is to make a bracha on each individual one, because again, it's considered berachas haMitzvah, and we make a bracha, even though everyone, one balkar for all of them, we still make a bracha. Every person that gets an aliyah makes his own bracha. Makes his own bracha. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, by the Achal Demai, a person eats the Mai, which we said is something where the Mai was taken from, it could still be considered part of the Zeman. So the Gemara, L'chaira, Hadamre, we see from here, Achal Peros, the person ate Peros, Suffik Nislikanul, something else. He doesn't remember if he was Masaki in the Peros, if he took Mai or not. Mazamna, you should be able to go ahead and make a Zeman. What's the Svara? Why? Because what's the Suffik? Says Rosh Lo, for example, Meskov, he had a Tamachokam that died, and we don't know if before he died, he took Truma or not, he took Maisa or not. We don't know if he separated or not. So Mael, you have a Suffolk. So therefore, Lechari should be the same Halacha. If we say Demai is a Suffolk, yet Halacha is Yikim Mezamen, so any Suffolk, you should be able to go ahead and be able to go ahead and make a, and Mezamen, even on that. So Lechari, right at my Mishnah. So my Samashim, my Lechari, no, Shasha Gazu, Al Demai, Rova my Eretz, so you're my Machmisim, live with him. Once the Chacham made a takana that on Demai that you should go ahead and you have so, but you should go ahead and you should Demai should be also you should eat it without taking a tak without being masakin. So therefore, we say that therefore most Amaratsim when they bring it into the house, they take Maiser. So in other words, we can assume it's not really a suffix because most of the stam that they were masakin, and therefore it's Moshe. It's when they take it into their house the Maaser. Therefore, don't make a deed from the Mishnah that b'makom suffik, you can go and do so because b'atzem we're not so concerned as the Haredim brings down the permission in Maseches Orla Perek Beis Deola Afilu Bateyam Shein Roa Rak Hashem. It's Afilu Maisa, even though no one's watching and only Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the house, there's nobody looking. Yet the locals told them Ash Rufa Amaratz Mashrim. Mamele, therefore it's not really a suffik; it's Karav Levadai. So therefore that's why Mazamnit. But a real suffik shakol or actual suffik itself. Then you can't bring a raya. In other words, by Demai, it's a suffix, but it's really karva levadai, because the Mishnah says that rove people do take meiser. Therefore, it's not such a suffix, but a real suffix, whether it's masakin or not, by himself, whether he's masakin, like the case of the rich loss of the tamakokam shemais, a cover that died. We don't know if he separated, if he died before he took meiser. Therefore. You can't bring a raya from here, from the Mishnah. It doesn't tell us what the halacha is, but you can't bring a raya from here that the, that you can be mezamen over here, because very stuff like this you can't be mezamen. The Gemara itself being here, another raya, maybe you could stole the makam safek because vaydam bro. State halacha that though we learn halacha kusi mezamen alav, a kusi can be mezamen. Vahon kusi lo safeku, isn't kusi considered safek? Halacha you go ahead and mezamen on it. Now it's interesting that the Haredim brings down that this halacha was on kusi nearer shoy b'lem b'risa yidua. Stomus, the Tanakus Kavi Suffolk, Kavi Suffolk goes Suffolk Israel. The Kiddush, what's the Almar saying? What's starting off? You're not saying according to a Mishnah, not quoting a Mishnah, you're not quoting a certain Tana, it's more just assuming. But we learned from here, we learned from a play, God is a source, you know the halacha. What halacha? Where's the halacha? Says the Haredim, there was a Brisa that was accepted that said that a Kusi is a Suffolk guy, a Suffolk Israel. And that was the accepted opinion. So if that's the accepted opinion, vice versa, it's a suffix, and yet halacha you can be mezamen, our Mishnah says. So you see, you can be mezamen even makom suffix, so it should be poshut our shayla as well. It should be a makom suffix, you can be mezamen, the kara to raya. The Gemara says, no, Mar Babu, no. Tiftar, kimin namar, kusi. Gemara says, you have to interpret the Mishnah differently, that it's according to the opinion, it's applicable, it's a makalekis kachamim. What's the makalekis? There's a makalekis, kachamim, kusi guy, give a rebbe. He says, "Kusi like considered a Jew, like Abiyol Halakas." So, Mamela, therefore, it's not. Don't think like you said. It's not Brisa that it's a suffix, but rather it's a Tistoy that we see it as a Mishnah that we learned Faker. There's a Machlekas in the Mishnah, and this is what the Charedim said. Many places in Shas, in Demai, in many places we have Halakas. It's Machlekas. A Kusi is a Yisrael or not? So, Mamela, therefore, was Machlekas Tanoyim. Avshim Gamliel says, "Kusi Yisrael kol davar." So maybe our mission is according to Avshim Gamliel that a kusi is a Yisrael mamish kol davar, and therefore when we say kusi is mezamne because it's Yisrael, it's not a suffix. So you can't bring yiposher to shaila that b'makom suffix you can be mezamen because maybe our mishnah is according to the Tana that it's a Yisrael and therefore kol davar, and therefore there is no source to bring a raya. No, you can't bring a raya from the mishnah. That a makom safek you could be mezamein. Continue for the Mishnah tomorrow.